Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Now listen to
them. Or be with
them. How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hello, it is the Joe and Alex Show. It's Friday, the 14th of September, and today it's going to be sunny and it's going to be warmer, high of 84. Saturday, kind of the same thing, sunshine, warm out there, high of 86. My name is Joe, and some would say I'm the sexiest bearded man in Indy. I'm not going to disagree with that. Alex, chicken nugget loving, apple juice drinking. Wait, is that a protein bar you're having for once?
No, it's just a granola bar, vanilla chip.
Ooh, that sounds kind of like a cookie. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I for the first time this week, I mean, I've known about it and I know all about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just haven't listened to it. But I finally, on the way here, listened to Machine Gun Kelly's Eminem diss, Rap Devil.
Yeah.
And I was blown away. I didn't
care. Good or bad?
Well, I didn't care for the beat. I'm like, the song itself, to me, it's not like I would really listen to it again, but the lyrics are brutal.
Yeah, if you haven't heard the beat, here's the actual beat.
No.
I'm
not
a
this
rap
type
devil,
of song.
I'm a rap devil.
Definitely not this.
Okay, no.
But I was impressed with just all of his disses at Eminem, and it just made me, I was going, oh, you know what I mean? Like, it made my butt pucker up a little bit. It was just, like, so brutal, but it was pretty good. I mean, I was impressed. We're talking about them coming up after 8 o'clock in the garbage today.
All right, cool. Live the Web Girl, how is life with you?
It's pretty good. Yesterday, I don't know if you guys know this about Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, but he actually knows how to do every type of ballroom dance.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wait, the same guy that's the king of vaping knows how to break it down?
Yes, he knows how to do every type of ballroom dance. He's actually, like, very good at it.
That's very impressive.
So his friends, like, their wedding dances and choreographing for them and everything. And so I actually went with him last night for him to choreograph one of his friends' wedding dances that's coming up in like a week or something.
Did he dance with you?
He's only danced with me like once. He like taught me a little bit, but I've been like begging him to like actually really dance.
Do you
with
think
me.
That's sexy? Because I would think that was really sexy.
It is very, very sexy, and especially when he's like showing people how to dance. Like,
yeah,
he's so smooth, and
ooh.
I'm like, ooh.
Oh, I hate dancing because I'm so bad at it. I mean, we're talking all the way going back to like high school homecoming, like when there's a slow dance, and I'm like, sorry for stepping on your feet. Sorry for stepping on your feet. I'm sorry. But I mean, that's awesome. What kind of, can you do any dancing, Liv?
Yeah, I can do like jazz, tap, ballet, point, modern, lyrical, contemporary.
Okay.
I did like all of that, but I can't do any type of ballroom dancing.
Okay.
So I think it's extremely attractive.
Like, I can do like the Macarena. I can do a decent cha-cha slide.
The electric slide.
Yeah, that's about all I can do too. I can't dance at all, but I've always wished that I could. I love watching dancers on Instagram, like hip-hop dancers and
yes.
stuff.
The routines.
I'm into that.
Oh, man. I'm working on those Fortnite moves, though, so maybe Jewel Daddy can teach me some of those. That'd be kind of cool.
Is that what you were doing yesterday?
I was trying to. I think I pulled a muscle, though, so I'm going to take a break on that. Myself, I feel so bad. And it's nothing that I did wrong. It's just I don't know what happened. It's been going on for a while, and I thought it healed up. But my poor dog, Benny, I've got these two guys, Benny and Paddington. We rescued him a couple of years ago, and I love these dogs. He tore like a nail, and it's almost
ew,
to like the
gross.
To the nerve, like it's like a
okay. I can't do anything.
I just got chills.
So it's I just feel bad because he's in a little bit of a pain. We're gonna go to the vet today, and I don't know what they're gonna do. Probably put something over it and super glue it. But he has to wear the cone of shame because he can't lick it. Just naturally, he wants to lick it. I guess try to help heal it, and
makes me want to gag.
I feel so bad for the poor guy, though. I got a photo up on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio. He's so cute, but he's like, why is there a blue cone around me?
Oh, man.
I don't
poor
know.
Guy.
Just want to help the little dude out. So we got a lot to get to today here on the Joe and Alex Show. Just announced, if you follow us on Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. You would known before everybody else. But we've got one last pair on the radio. Taylor Swift pit passes for her show going on this weekend at Lucas Oil Stadium. And we're actually going to have a pair of tickets on site for the show, too, if you hang out with our Radio Now entourage. But you can win those today at 7:08. So if you can't hang out the whole time, put a reminder at like 7 o'clock on your phone to listen into the Joe and Alex show to win those Taylor Swift pit passes. Then at 8:08, an hour after that, we've got Maroon 5 tickets with a chance for you to possibly meet the band. So a lot of great stuff going on today. We're so glad you're here. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, make sure you give it a like. It's Radio Now 100.9.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rihanna had her Savage Fenty lingerie show Wednesday night, and after the show, she talked about her lingerie in social media. Rihanna's lingerie collection was about presenting all sizes and ethnicities. During her show, she had two pregnant models, and one of them went into labor during the show. Slick Woods was super pregnant as she rocked lingerie with nude-colored thigh-high pantyhose. The crowd loved it, but just as the 22-year-old walked backstage, sources say she went into labor. Paramedics showed up to help Slick along. She was taken to the nearest hospital. Very exciting stuff.
What a pro not getting that on the runway.
Yeah, exactly, right? Carrie Underwood says her three-year-old's starting to watch some of the same shows that she did as a child and kind of liking the music from them.
He wants his songs. He says, can I hear my songs? Which is usually like theme songs. And yeah. He's kind of been into like stuff I grew up watching, which is cool, like Fraggle Rock and DuckTales. And
I think you're getting him to do Fraggle Rock and DuckTales.
It's all him. We'll like discover something like when we're trying to find something on YouTube on a plane or something to, you know, keep him occupied.
Julie Chen was back hosting Big Brother last night, less than a week after her husband, Leslie Moonves, was axed from his position as CEO and chairman of CBS. Chen was back on the network to oversee the latest live episode of the reality competition series. She did not take time to directly address or acknowledge what was going on behind the scenes at CBS, but she did sign off in a new way that showcased her support for her husband.
For now, let's eavesdrop on the house guest. From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
Oh.
Yeah, she never ever says Moonves, so that never. Was clearly taking up for her husband. And LeBron James is executive producing a basketball drama for NBC. The network gave a commitment to Hoops, which is an hour-long drama executive produced by the Los Angeles Lakers star Ann Elizabeth Banks. The show is about a former WNBA star who winds up becoming the first female head coach of a men's college basketball team. So I guess this will be the first time anyone ever watches a WNBA star.
All right, no comment on that one. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Mine's Joe Pesh Radio for social media, and Alex's is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. Are you average with this? I don't know as much about Live the Web Girl, but from conversations I have with Alex, way above average on this one. The average person spends over an hour a day doing this. Alex, with the clue I just gave you saying I think you're above average, what do you think the average person spends over an hour a day doing?
Napping?
No, but I think we're both above average on that. How long's your naps?
2 hours.
Live the Web Girl, you have a guess what the average person does at least for an hour a day. Not napping.
I legitimately have zero idea.
Tuning? Right.
Texting!
That could be one, but no. What we're actually looking for is watching Netflix.
Oh, I do way more than an hour, because one episode's an hour. I'm never just watching one episode.
A new study found if you add up all the time you spend watching Netflix, it averages out to about 1 hour, 11 minutes per day. And if you break that down some more, that's 434 hours a year, or 18 entire days in a year. Now, does that seem like a lot to you?
Yeah, I guess so.
I hope so, because here's the thing. That's approximately twice as much time as we spend with our family on average.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
Not good. And four times more than we spend exercising, which, okay, who actually likes to exercise? Nobody.
No one.
How much would you say if the average person does 1 hour a day on Netflix you're doing, Alex?
I would say probably five.
Five a day?
Probably.
What the heck are you watching?
I binge stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, yesterday I tried to watch more of Ozark. I gave up on that. I'm done. You guys are nuts.
How are you giving up on Ozark?
Because I've watched almost the entire first season and I still think it sucks. I'm not going to keep dedicating more time. I'm not into it. It's boring. Comparing it to Breaking Bad, it's like not even a question which show is better.
No.
I mean, by
episode two, God.
I was electrified by Breaking Bad. This one is so boring.
Something's wrong with you.
No, I just,
How do you not appreciate both?
I actually think my television palette is just more refined than your alls. I just think I know better shows than you guys. And I don't think Ozark is that great. It's okay.
It's not that good. Oh, please somebody defend Ozark. 317-239-1009. Liv the Web Girl, what's your average time? You're always so busy. Do you watch anything?
Honestly, I feel like most days I go without watching any Netflix.
Okay.
So,
but do you binge though, like Alex? Because that's how they were saying it could average out to like an hour and 11 minutes. You might watch five on a day.
I haven't binged in a really long time. So I never, like, if I get to watch a Netflix episode like throughout the day, it's normally one episode, or if it's like The Office, maybe two or like three, but I fall asleep during like the third episode at night.
See, I'm sporadic when I'm watching stuff. So I think I'm above average when you put it out there because, like, I didn't watch anything on Wednesday, but on Thursday, I watched three episodes of Ozark, which is an amazing show. And that's like 3 hours right there for three episodes.
I don't think Ozark is as good as you think it is, Joe. I like it and I'm interested in it.
317-239-1009. I don't know if anybody will call for this, but I'm really heated about it now. I don't want to do anything else. What's better, Ozark or Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
How is Breaking Bad better than Ozark? 317-239-1009.
First of all, there's funny elements to it with Aaron Paul's character. I mean, that, like, there's some comedy
in
that.
If you're the meth head, sure, I guess that's funny.
Yeah, it is.
There's legitimately zero comedy in Ozark. It is so depressing and
that's the thing.
So sad. And there's never an upside. There's never anything positive or anything that goes good in that show.
Yeah, it just is draining to me. I just can't.
Some episodes are draining. That's why sometimes I can only handle one episode.
But it's
because
so
I'm like,
good.
Oh.
You're like,
yeah.
You're
it's
like,
so draining.
I didn't see that happening. I never saw that happening with Ozark. And I love the beginning. Hold on. Here we go. I'll quit. I'll see what people got. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to? Who's this?
This is Nancy.
All right. What is it? Ozark or Breaking Bad?
Totally Ozark.
Thank you.
How?
No, explain. The mic is yours.
It's an amazing show. And the fact that it's Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, and it just gets deeper and more dark twisted every single
episode.
It's
like, how are they going to keep going? How are they going to keep doing this?
It's phenomenal.
Now, I'm not knocking Breaking Bad. The whole thing came when you said that it's not as good. I had to defend it because I say they're great, both of them.
It's just dark, it's twisted, and it just gets more involved every single episode. And the fact when the little bar comes up, next episode in 5 seconds, yes, please. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's see if we can get anybody else agreeing with me or Alex here. Russell, you're in Lebanon. What's going on?
Usually, Joe, I'm not on your side. Usually what you have to say is out of line, but I got to be with you today. Ozark is much better than Breaking Bad.
How so?
The plot.
Okay, no.
It's all over the place, and Ozark is just wow, you know?
Wow, that was a great, you did a great job convincing me there.
Whoa, okay.
Ozark is wow.
Alex,
sorry.
Seriously, Alex.
I'm not sure.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Russell, my man, thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
All right, see, I mean, I think the people speak.
They don't. I'm not convinced,
hold
sorry.
Hold on, 3 for 3. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Veronica.
Hey, Veronica, do you think Ozark is better or Breaking Bad?
Ozark.
Oh, 3 for 3.
You know what? You know what it is?
Give me this.
It's because Ozark is fresher and it just came out on Netflix for season 2. And Breaking Bad's been a few years. That's what people forget.
Breaking Bad is really good, but you can tell it's much more fictional. Ozark has a lot more real life of what's going on today. Like situations.
I've seen to Alex's argument, I didn't watch Breaking Bad when it came out. I watched it on Netflix like a year ago or so. I'm way behind the of it being fresh. So that and Ozark are both fresh to me, and I agree with what you just said.
I work on investigations, and a lot of everything in Ozark is like a lot of stuff that we see nowadays. Where Breaking Bad was good, but it was funny, and that's why it was entertaining.
What do you mean you work on investigations? Now you got me kind of intrigued.
Yeah, tell us.
What are you doing?
Oh. That's not anything I can really share with you guys. But yeah, a lot of the stuff on here is real.
Ooh, wait, what did you say was real?
the stuff in Ozark. That's what's happening right now. That's why it's so good. It's almost like a documentary.
So do you work with the IMPD or the FBI? Can you at least tell us
that? Are you an informant?
No, I don't. I work for a private institution, but it provides things needed for investigation. So.
Oh, yeah, I bet it does.
Well, let's say somebody wanted to investigate their co-host. What would they do?
That's a different path of your own.
Okay. All right. Hey, cool. Thank you for calling in this morning on the Joe and Alex show. Now I'm so intrigued. Listen, has anybody made an impact on you? Have you changed at all?
No.
You're not even. Are you even paying attention over here? What are you doing?
Yes. That one guy called in and said Ozark is just wow. Okay. Well, I'm not. That's not going to convince me.
Tyler,
sorry.
You're.
I know what you're gonna say, Joe, but like it was. I'm trying to type fast, okay?
Okay, Tyler, I almost swore in the air. You're in Carter Township. Good morning. What show is better, Breaking Bad or Ozark? You'll be the last one on this one.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Thank you, finally.
Now, break it down more than one word, or otherwise Alex can't use you as a point.
Okay, first off, Lauren Linney can't act. And
whoa,
B,
dude, shots fired.
What's that?
I said shots fired. Take it easy. I think she's a great actress.
You're going to compare the two shows. Why wouldn't you compare Breaking Bad to, like, Better Call Saul that's on the same TV network?
No, that is a great show, too. Why can't all these shows be great?
Yeah, well, there can only be one winner.
Okay. Well, hey, Tyler.
Breaking Bad, though, is way better than Ozark.
Thank you, Tyler. Yeah. To be fair, Tyler's just as bad as Mike was.
Yeah, well, you know, it's early. We'll cut you some slack. It's early.
Katie on Twitter says that Breaking Bad before Ozark any day.
Thank you, Katie.
Oh, wow. All right. There we go. I say I won that one. Joe's Need to Know News. Let's start out with Hurricane Florence. The first hurricane force winds from Florence began hitting the coastal areas of North Carolina late Thursday night into this Friday morning with heavy rain and that storm surge. Now, Florence, it sounds good, but it's not super good. But it's diminished. It was a Category 4 hurricane at one time. It's down to a Category 2 with strength. But it's going to remain powerful enough to sock the Carolinas with brutal wind, rain, and that damaging storm surge. More than 1 million people were evacuated from coastal areas, and 10 million live within areas of hurricane or tropical storm warnings and watches. Speaking of storm surges, they're up to 13 feet. They're going to be life-threatening. And rainfall, imagine this. 40 inches. It's going to be catastrophic. So that's 12, 24, 36. You're talking a little over 3 feet high of just rainfall. Like, it's insane. The flooding going on. Now, more than 150,000 were already without power in North Carolina before Florence made landfall. So there's going to be, hopefully, a lot of people that are going to be safe, but there's going to be a lot of recovery for this storm. You take 465 for work, but I think you're okay with this, Alex. But there is a 465 little update here. Starting today, September 14th, NDOT will close the stretch of I-465 spanning from I-70 to I-65 on the southwest side.
Because they're handing out chicken nuggets?
No, I think everybody would appreciate that if that was the case. Well, here's what they're doing. They're closing one direction of the interstate at a time starting with eastbound. So if you're going east on there.
Because there's a naked man that needs to run through?
No, Alex. September 14th through September 24th, before working on the westbound side, September 28th through October 8th. The project's going to focus on repairing potholes. Thank you.
Yay!
Bridges and the surfaces of the interstate. The closure will affect I-465 on the southwest side between I-70 and I-65. A stretch that includes Mann Road, Indiana 67, Indiana 37, and East 38th Street. And you can get all the detour details at RadioNowIndy.com. Talking sports, Ball State's taking on IU tomorrow. It's 12 o'clock. Missouri will be coming to Purdue, 7:30. That's a little night game going on. Alex will be at the Friday Night Blitz tonight. Carmel at Lawrence North.
Woo-hoo!
And I hear the Egyptian will be there, too.
The Egyptian's going to be there. We want to meet you. It's his alma mater, whatever the heck you call that. So, is that how you say it?
Yeah, alma mater, where his father met his mother. Yep.
Yep.
Alma
mater, No. That's where he went to high school.
Oh, is that what that means?
So, he's coming with me.
All right, cool. And by the way, when Alex is there, too, she'll be collecting new and used books for our book drive.
Yep.
So bring those on by. Make sure you say hello. Other sports, the Colts take on the Redskins Sunday at 1 p.m. Colts lost to Cincinnati in the first week. How are they going to do this week? Any predictions? Are they going to win or are they going to lose?
Well, we always hope they're going to win, but I also don't like to get my hopes up.
I think they're going to lose.
I think they're going to win. And by that, I mean they're going to lose. And, okay, let's have a little debate right here. A big thing, if you're a kiddo remembering things. National Toy Hall of Fame, they've announced their finalists. They do this every year. And here are the finalists. American Girl Dolls, Chalk. Chutes and Ladders.
Chalk.
Okay,
come on.
I don't think that's going to make the top three. Hold on. Chutes and Ladders, The Magic 8-Ball, He-Man Action Figures, Pinball, The Sled, like when you're going out and on your snow, Tic-Tac-Toe, Tickle Me Elmo, Electric Football, Uno, and the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. I don't know about
the Corn Popper. I don't know what the
popper.
Corn Popper
not
is.
Not the Corn Popper. I'm thinking big on the Elmo.
Yeah, I'm on the
sled.
Elmo team.
Three of these are the reason I bring it up. Three of them will make it into the Hall of Fame this year.
American Girl Doll, hopefully. I love American Girl Doll
stuff. It's not the original American Girl Doll, is it?
No, the finalists are American Girl Dolls, so I think it's the original.
Any of them.
Chalk, I played with that, but I don't think that makes it in there, does it?
Chalk.
Yeah, I think it makes it.
Get out.
No, I think it's a good nomination. There was another one that I thought for sure.
All right, do you think it was Tickle Me Elmo, Tic-Tac-Toe, Pinball?
Tic-Tac-Toe, no.
Pinball.
How is Pinball not already in there?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that is a classic.
I think that you have to put in there the Magic 8-Ball. That's just a classic. I'm not saying I love it, but
I love
how many life magic decisions have we based on a Magic 8-Ball?
You know, when I was little, my favorite toy was knives.
Let me see here.
Okay.
That right there is Joe's need to know news. Hey, Liv, can you take the scissors out of the studio, please? It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Liv, I appreciate that you updated my vocabulary so that I can officially classify this popular artist. We want you to hear it before we tell you who it is. But this song, in my opinion, is what the kids call a bop.
We'll be the judge of that.
This thing's a bibbity bop, right?
Nope, not that.
All right, here's a song. Listen to it and then call us at 317-239-1009. Want your feedback, but also want you to try to guess who is this artist. Song so far, Alex?
Well, it's different. I cannot believe that this is real and not a parody.
This is a very famous artist. 317-239-1009. What do you think of this song? Also, do you have a guess on who it might actually be? I think this song, the first time I heard it, I think we all agreed, it kind of sounds like, what, like an SNL parody kind of?
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like. Liv had a really good, she said it sounds like something Andy Samberg would do on SNL with like a wig on.
Yes, he's like dressed up as a girl and he has a wig on. He's like laying in his bed in like a silk nightgown, just like singing it and like rubbing his body.
Good morning, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Flacco.
What do you think of that song?
It's okay. It's all right.
You
like
it?
You know who sings it?
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, look at that. See, this is a bop. We need to play this more.
Mariah Carey is so over. It's like embarrassing. It's painful.
Please don't talk about one of the greatest legends of
all
time.
I didn't say she wasn't a legend, but she is over.
You said she's over.
Yeah,
I think
that doesn't mean you're not a legend.
I think this is her comeback song. You know what, Alex, hold on. Hold on. You know what? Let Mariah Carey speak for me.
Funny.
I'm going to keep that now for now on the show. 317-239-1009. Right off the bat, we figured out who it was. Audrey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you like this or what? Do you think it's kind of a joke?
It's all right. It's kind of not her style, but it's okay.
I don't like it. I don't know. It's funny to me. I think it's funny, but I don't take it seriously.
It's just different because she's so much older now. Like, maybe if she made it when she was a little bit younger, it'd be different, but...
Isn't this like an anthem for all the women, though? Like, the guys are just being idiots in their life. You're like...
It's just not her, and I don't think it's going to sit well with people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in, Audrey. Angie on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this new Mariah Carey song? By the way, we're not going to swear, but it's called... The edited version is GTFO. Yes, there is an unedited version.
I actually like it. I mean, in the right situation, it's a great song.
What situation would that be?
A bad relationship.
Do you have somebody that you want to go up to and say?
Yeah.
Who do you want to, you know, tell them to GTFO?
I can't disclose.
Oh, okay.
What did they do to you?
Nothing, really, to me personally. Just, you know.
You don't like them.
Work ethics.
Okay, oh. Sure. Yeah, coworkers, they can get on your nerves real quick.
What if it's the boss right there? All right. Well, let's do one more. Victoria on the Joe and Alex show. You heard it if you're just tuning in. Mariah Carey has a new song called GTFO, and it honestly sounds like an SNL skit-like song. What do you think of it?
I like it.
Do you? Now, are you a big Mariah Carey fan?
Oh, I loved Mariah Carey when she was out.
Now, I did too, but this is not good.
Yeah, well, you know, heartache and pain can cause you to bring out the ugly.
Hey, Victoria, thank you for listening and calling in here on the Joe and Alex show. Everybody, it's pretty serious right now because here on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now 100.9, we're giving away Taylor Swift pit passes.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
Because it's serious.
I think it's really serious.
It is. Good. I'm glad that we're on the same page, Joe, because real fans only. You will get booted if you can't play. What are we going to call this?
Oh, gosh.
It's so serious. We don't have a name for the game.
Basically, we've got a set of easy, a set of medium, and a set of expert level questions. If you can get one right of each category, you cannot miss one because then we're going to move to the next person. If you can get all three right, then you will win Taylor Swift Snake Pit passes.
So this is hard in my opinion. I'm just throwing it out there. I tried to say, hey, tell us somebody that rhymes with Taylor, and they're like, no, that's too easy.
Too easy. This is it. This is your last chance on our show to win. Now, you can show up tomorrow to Lucas Oil Stadium and win tickets at the Radio Now booth. There's that going on, but that's your last chance. Otherwise, this is on the radio, your last chance.
Lauren on the West Side, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
What's up?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your first question. Now, this is easy. Who interrupted Taylor during her 2009 VMA speech?
Kanye West.
Boom, baby. One for one. We're moving on to level medium.
Or how Alex likes her steaks.
Name two members of Taylor Swift's squad.
Lord and was Gigi Hadid in there too?
Boom! Yeah! Boom! Number two for two.
So we're going down now to the last question.
Ooh, I'm nervous.
If you get this right, you're going to be right in the pit. You'll see Taylor Swift's pits up and close.
All right. Lauren, are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
All right, here we go. What was the lead single on Taylor Swift's debut album?
The leading single on her debut album?
Correct.
Are you talking about the Fearless album?
No, that would not be her debut album.
Debut album.
Three.
Just take a guess. Take a guess of a song.
Two.
Reputation.
One. Honey. First of all, she doesn't have a song called Reputation. Second of all, she that wasn't her debut album. That was her most recent. Sorry, you're out, Lauren. You came close. I knew these questions were too easy. She got too far. We didn't weed her out. But now natural selection has taken its process.
Let's go to someone in Speedway. We like to call him Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hello.
Juan, are you a Taylor Swift mega fan?
I believe so.
Okay, well, we will be the judge of that. What member of One Direction did Taylor Swift date?
Harry Styles.
Correct. One for one, Juan. Oh. One for one. Oh. Okay. Medium question. What year was Taylor born?
1989.
Oh! Oh, two Lord. For two. Okay, all right. Are you sweating, Juan?
Just a little.
Why? I am.
One more to go, and you win these Taylor Swift tickets.
And pit passes. Oh, what is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Allison.
Oh! Juan, you're going to Taylor Swift, buddy.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to ask you the other questions I didn't get to ask just to see if you know, okay? What are Taylor Swift's fans called?
Swifties.
That's right. What's Taylor's lucky number?
13.
Oh, my God.
And what are Taylor's cat's names?
Olivia and Murdoch.
Wow.
What?
We found it. Ladies and gentlemen, we found the biggest Swiftie in Indianapolis. Congratulations,
Juan. Oh, I've been trying to reach you guys for like the whole last 2 weeks.
Yay!
There could only be one winner, and it was Juan.
Yes, good job, Juan. Hang out on hold. Live the Web Girl will get all of your information, buddy. You're going to Taylor Swift.
Check this out. There is still one more chance. We're hooking you up here. Radio Now 100.9. Join us tomorrow with our Radio Now entourage right outside Lucas Oil Stadium. You can win another pair of Taylor Swift pit passes, and they will not be Alex the Taylor Troll there with this questions.
You must answer these to pass.
Taylor Troll, pass me.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During a recent interview, Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, revealed that Bieber's descent into a life of drug busts and arrests around 2014 was so worrisome, he thought that Justin Bieber was going
to
die.
There was a time where I would go to sleep almost every night when he had the money to fly away from me. And I was worried every night that I was going to lose him. I thought he was going to die. I thought he was going to go to sleep one night and have so much crap in his system that he would not wake up the next morning.
Scooter says it's Justin who deserves the credit for getting clean, though, not him.
There's a lot of times where people give me credit for him changing, and I don't think any of us deserve the credit. He made a conscious choice for himself to change. I think for a year and a half, I failed miserably trying to help him because for a year and a half, he didn't change. And I made every effort you can imagine. I went to Al-Anon meetings. I'd fly chasing him. I'd do this. None of it worked. It wasn't until one day he woke up and said, hey, I need to talk to you. I don't want to be this person anymore. And he made the decision to change and actually put that into action. And the result is who he's become today. And that is a result of his own decision, no one else's.
Two things. I wonder, first of all, what made Bieber have that decision or awakening? But could you imagine being Scooter Braun? I think a lot of people that have addicts in their family, like, you feel so powerless. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Comedian and talk show host Norm Macdonald is apologizing for his apology. He initially said that he was happy the hashtag MeToo movement has slowed down a bit. He apologized for that. Then he went on the Howard Stern show and said you'd have to have Down syndrome to not feel sorry for sexual harassment victims. Now he's apologizing for that.
That's not what I was saying. When this happened, I was working for Roseanne when Roseanne's thing went down, and I called her the next day, and she was crying the whole time I was talking to her. Right. And I said, I know Louis, and he's been through this, where he's had everything taken from him. And I said, not many of us have gone through this, and so you should talk to each other, because you've... And then the guy said, what about the victims? And I said, well, the victims haven't gone through this. I was talking about this particular event. Of course, the victims have gone through worse than that.
Actor Tim Allen said in an interview published this week that President Donald Trump is accomplishing things for America despite the drama in the theater around his administration. Tim Allen told Entertainment Weekly, I've met Trump at a charity event, and that certainly doesn't fit with the man who tweets. I've met a lot of people in private whose public persona is a bit off. My perception is, let's see what he gets done. Let's stop banging on the pilot's door and trying to pull the guy out of his seat while he's still flying. You might not like how he's flying the plane, but let's let him land it. Do I like him or agree with him? I don't know. Somebody got this NAFTA thing done. How did that happen? It's like a sleight of hand with this dude. There's this smoke and smelly food, but over here he just fixed a pothole. The theater of this is fascinating. He also said he doesn't do it very attractively, but you don't even realize the economy is doing better. Is it? There's so much drama. Maybe it took this type of guy to get stuff done because it was so stuck in the mud. And Brody Jenner is returning to The Hills. Jenner and his wife, Caitlin Carter, have reached a deal with MTV to join the network's reboot of the popular reality show, The Hills, New Beginnings. And that will follow original cast members, their significant others, children, and friends living and working in L.A. Speaking of MTV, it was also announced yesterday that Teen Mom OG star Caitlin Lau, which I think, I don't even know if I say her last name right, and Tyler Baltera or whatever, they are expecting a rainbow baby, which is super exciting. They had a miscarriage, and now they are expecting again their okay. now third child. Now, they have one kid, Carly, that they gave up for adoption, which was, or placed for adoption in the very first season of that show ever.
Oh, that's them, okay.
Then they had a child together now that they've been married, and now they are expecting another child. So,
I didn't know what you, honestly, this is, I guess, my ignorance. I didn't know what a rainbow child was. I'm like,
yeah, rainbow babies are when you go through having a miscarriage and then you are able to get pregnant after that. That child is kind of called, they call it your rainbow baby.
Okay, cool.
It's like after the storm, you get a rainbow. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. I feel like I'm in a Katy Perry song right now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alex. That is The Garbage. It is a free-for-all Friday here on The Joe and Alex Show. We are taking your calls right now, 317-239-1009. Ask us any question here on the Joe and Alex Show. Maybe you just want to follow up. You're like, hey, whatever happened with that? You can do that. If you've got maybe a question that might be personal, I'm just advising you not to make it too personal. You can do that for me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, and we will answer them. Is there anything that's off limits?
Not really. I mean, I don't think we're going to throw out our salary or anything, but I mean, you can. I mean, I would disagree. I'd say you can ask us pretty personal stuff.
All right, 317-239-1009. You can do that. Also, we're throwing this up on our Instagram story, so people can just do what? Go there and reply to that?
Sure.
All right, let's get into it this morning. Let's say hi to Isabel. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. You got the first question today for Free for All Friday. What is your question about the Joe and Alex Show?
Hi, guys. So my question is for Alex. I've been listening to the show for the last couple years, and before you started dating the Egyptian, you were single for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective, it just really seemed kind of more fun when you were dating and shared all of your bad dates with us. So I was just wondering if you would ever consider, like, maybe taking a break from the Egyptian just to, like, freshen things up a little bit.
You're asking me to break up with my boyfriend so that our show is more entertaining for you?
Well, that's a good question.
No, okay. Well, when you say it like that, it sounds bad. But, okay, I just feel like your job is to always be entertaining. And it kind of feels like your show is a reality show, but one that you listen to and not watch, right? So I'm just saying that when one of you, at least one of you, is single, it's more entertaining than when you're in a relationship. And since you used to be single for the longest, I just feel like it makes the most sense for you to be single just to kind of like keep it spicy. You know what I mean?
So basically what you're saying, Isabel, is that my happiness matters less than your overall entertainment experience listening to our show.
She kind of has a point.
No, I want you to be happy, but I'm just saying that for a little while longer, you know, maybe you just, like, shouldn't lock it down completely, you know?
Isabel, I think this is really rude.
You think she's being rude? It's a question.
I think it's really selfish of you to even suggest this. Like, it hurts my feelings. I mean, I share everything about my life on this show, but it is my life. Like, this is my real life. And I am gracious enough to tell you what's going on in it, but I think that that's really unfair to ask me to do certain things in it that are going to hurt me just so that you're entertained.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but I just kind of feel like, you know, like kind of like a reality show or like on The Bachelor, there should be someone like a producer behind the scenes, like agreeing with me, telling you to make the show juicier, you know, with a little bit more drama.
I mean, you do or don't understand that I am a real person, a real human being with a real life and real feelings.
No, I do, but I don't know. I just also think that, you know, you probably want good ratings. And this is just my feedback that I'm offering. You know, and I just thought maybe you would want to keep those things in mind.
Isabel, you know what? That is a tough question to ask, but thank you for having the courage to ask it.
Wow.
You're welcome.
I hope you're not saying I'm being the baby.
Well, I mean, I think you're taking it too personal.
How am I taking it too personally? That is incredibly selfish for someone to ask.
Isabel brings up good points.
If she would have asked you, if her question would have been directed towards you, Joe, and she would have said, Joe, would you be willing to get divorced? Because I think that would make the show more entertaining. You wouldn't be offended by that?
I would laugh it off. I wouldn't take it so personal. No, because only reason is this, though. I think marriage that I'm in now for 3 years compared to a relationship that you've had for 6 months, which is a long time for the show, I think she brings up some interesting points because, Alex, do you remember when you were single and we talked about it? Remember that guy that had like the Dungeons and Dragons basement
thing
or whatever?
Yeah, I do. I remember
all of them.
That was
so funny.
Like, I agree it was funny.
You went on
but
that
like,
one date with the guy and the place caught on fire. Like, we haven't had those stories with the Egyptian.
It just hurts my feelings. Like, so what? So our listeners they only want to listen to our show if I'm freaking miserable. Like, I finally find somebody that I'm really happy with and then I'm madly in love with and I'm like, I'm really, really crossing my fingers that this could be the one for me after so long, after all the things I've been through, all the bad dates, going on a freaking deserted island for a dating show. I've done everything to find somebody and I finally do. And now that isn't good enough. Sorry, we want you to go back and be miserable, but just so it's more entertaining for us.
Wham, wham, wham. I'm a baby. Francisco, you're on the Joe and Alex show in Danville. What do you think?
She's rude, man.
Who's rude?
Isabel, whatever the lady is on the phone.
Why is she rude? What's she doing? I think it's just a decent question to ask. Well, Isabel, I mean... Alex is entitled to feel how she feels. I think it's interesting that you asked that, and I think it's something you should consider, Alex.
Jeremy just tweeted in at Joe and Alex Show and said, Alex, you can't have a show called Free for All Friday where people can ask you anything and then get upset when people literally ask you anything. Don't do it if you can't handle it. Bro, I want you guys to call and ask me anything that you want to ask. I'm pointing out that I think that that's selfish. I mean, if you're going to ask me something, I'm going to give you my response. My response is, I think asking me to dump my boyfriend who I'm in love with because it will be more entertaining for you as a listener is rude. That's my response. I'm not saying she can't ask it. She can ask it. I'm glad she did.
Would you consider it for the ratings so we could be the number one show?
No. If we break up, I hope that that doesn't happen, but if we were, I will share it because I do share everything. Like I said, that is something that I graciously do because I like sharing my life with you listening, but I'm not going to do it just because.
All right.
I can't believe people are saying, of course, Alex is offended again. Like, what would you say if somebody said, divorce your wife, divorce your husband, because I think it would be more fun to have some drama in my life? Like, would your response not be the same as mine? I get so ticked off.
Brooke in Brownsburg.
People get upset when I respond to things.
Brooke in Brownsburg, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about Isabel's question this morning?
Hi. I'm honestly kind of flabbergasted that someone would even call in and say something like that. She seemed legitimately serious. Alex deserves to be happy. She deserves to have a relationship. I think that it was completely inappropriate and rude for her to say that she thinks she should be single. You are real people, and I love hearing that she's in a relationship and how things are going, especially I listen to the show almost every day and about how this relationship came to be. I feel like when I hear about, you know, different things about Alex and her boyfriend, that it'll definitely probably lead to something more serious. And I think that's great. I think everyone deserves to be happy. We only live once. I think that this Isabel person needs to find some other source of entertainment.
Wait, but Brooke, real quick, just to play devil's advocate here, you don't enjoy or did you not enjoy some of the crazy dating stories that Alex told us about?
Oh, absolutely I did, and they were hilarious. I mean, it's not like Alex still doesn't have fun, interesting times with the Egyptian.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not like everything I share about us either is always perfect and happy-go-lucky. Like, I keep it real with you guys. Like, I always let you know when we've gone through disagreements and things like that, too. It's not always picture perfect.
All right, well, hey.
Absolutely.
Brooke, thank you for calling in this morning. Isabel, thank you for calling in, too. You got a lot of people fired up with your question.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, any more questions? 317-239-1009. Let's go to Robert this morning on the east side. Hey, Robert, what's up? What do you got for Free For All Friday?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Yeah, we can hear you.
Good. Awesome. Well, the statement is kind of directed at Alex, and I'm not trying to throw salt. Please understand the spirit of where I'm coming from. I consider myself a devout Christian and believer, and you guys had a conversation about, I think, 4 weeks ago where somebody called into the show and was kind of joking about sleeping with your wife. And marriages that I take extremely seriously, and I know Alex does as well. And I find it kind of interesting that it seems like it's come full circle where somebody's talking about doing something for quote-unquote ratings, and she's upset, which she's totally entitled to do so. But I think it's just, even with being able to share your lives and be able to talk on a radio, there has to be some kind of responsibility that goes along with it.
Yeah, because you think that she was encouraging Joe's situation where someone wanted to sleep with his wife because it would be good for ratings, but now she doesn't want to do this for ratings, and she's really offended about
it.
Yeah, my response to this is easy. I mean, if you couldn't tell that I was being sarcastic and egging him on just to be funny, like, I mean, obviously, I do not think that Joe should cheat on his wife with some listener and do a wife swap thing.
Now, let me ask you this, then. Why did you give the guy my wife's phone number and our address?
I was being very sarcastic. I mean, I was being sarcastic for the sake of the bit, just to be funny. But yeah, no, I would never actually want Joe to do something like that. And he wouldn't ever do something like that. But thank you for your question.
Well, man, money can change things. Hey, Robert on the East Side, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. Let's go this morning to Olivia in Carmel.
I was like, no, she ain't calling back.
Yeah. But Olivia, you have a comment from an earlier call we just had with Isabel. What did you want to say?
I think she's completely crazy for asking that. Like, you can tell she was completely serious, and I kind of feel like Alex gets picked on from listeners. And
yeah, I do too. Like Jamie, who just tweeted us and said, I'm so tired of listening to Alex straight up attack people daily about the things people say. Even if they say stupid things, they're still your listeners. I'm like, I would love to hear your response if somebody told you to break up with your boyfriend just so they could be entertained. Like, I feel like I was respectful while still giving my opinion and saying, look, that was kind of rude of you to ask. I did not call her names or anything. I said it was rude.
That is our job, though. Like, our job, everybody's job is different. Working in radio, like the Joe and Alex show, we are an open book. If you can't do that, you can't be here.
Right. Well, she didn't say that she couldn't ask it. She was still allowed to ask the question.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that Alex, you know, has to do that. And I think that, you know, her even thinking about Alex, you know, that's a possibility, is completely crazy to me, just for ratings. And I listen to you guys every day, and I think you have perfectly fine ratings with Alex being in a relationship or being single. So,
well, thank you.
Talk to our boss about that and tell your friends. Thank you for calling in this morning. Marjorie on the West Side, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you got for Free for All Friday? You got a question, comment?
Good morning. I had a comment about the earlier caller, Isabel. Maybe it's fair for her to ask whatever questions she wants to, whether they're rude or not. But I am very glad for you, Alex, that you are with the Egyptian, that you're happy, and that that's going well for you. But maybe a more appropriate question that Isabel maybe would have wanted to ask is, maybe she really misses hearing about all the bad dates and whatever. But you guys could do a show surrounded around the idea of telling stories about everybody's bad dates.
That's a great suggestion.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Not to poo-poo that, calling everybody else, but Isabel hijacked that segment, that whole conversation. It was supposed to be Free for All Friday asking us a bunch of questions.
This is what's happening right now. Joe's just butthurt that nobody asked him any personal questions about himself.
How
now he's
they...
upset that it was all diverted to me.
No, I don't even mind. I don't even mind if it was personal questions about you or Liv the Web Girl. But it's just like Isabel, like I
ruined
thought,
it.
Yeah, she did. We spent like 10 minutes on it. I'm just gonna randomly pick somebody up and I'll probably like regret it. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Liana.
What is your question this morning for Free for All Friday here on the Joe and Alex show?
It's not really a question. I just want to say that I'm going back to what Isabel or whatever.
No! No! Bye! Bye! I can't do any more Isabel questions.
Jared wants to know if for Free for All Friday on Twitter at Joe and Alex show, would you consider bringing some of your fans on the show for a day as a guest DJ? If you ever want to sit in on our show, you are more than welcome. We set that up all the time. Sometimes during shows, we have someone in the studio watching us do the show that like to listen every day. So you can always email us at joeandalexshow@gmail.com if you have a question or want to shadow us or something like that.
All right, Joe and Alex show, who is this?
Hello, this is Austin.
Austin, what is your question, Austin?
So it's not really a question. I wanted to comment on yesterday when you guys were talking about that Big D confidence.
Yeah.
All right, make sure you say it that way. Yep.
I did. So I wanted to comment and say that I thought Liv actually had it more than you two did.
All right.
Because from what I understand, the Big D Confidence was about being humble while being confident.
Oh.
Well, Joe and Alex, you guys immediately jumped up and said you guys had it.
So that's right.
Wasn't really being humble.
That's a good point.
I had to defend it because Alex said she had it out of anybody on the show. And I was like, whoa.
Well, you were offended by it, Joe.
I wasn't offended by it, but if I don't say anything, how is that possessing Big D Confidence?
Well, you were kind of offended.
Whatever. Bye.
Joe, there's a tweet for you.
Have you
ever dated a black girl? That's what Patrick wants to know.
No, I always wanted to date a black girl. Honestly, if Lindsay and I don't work out, I would like to date a black girl. I'm pretty much the most boring dating pool. I dated one girl that was Asian, and other than that, it was just a bunch of white girls.
That Asian persuasion. Trina.
Well, the Asian girl gave me, I got pink eye in H1N1.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm not saying that's error. I'm just saying that's what happened with me.
Trina.
I would try it again, though.
Trina wants to know, do you regret getting married?
Do I regret getting married? No. Actually, you know what?
Why do you sound like you're, like, considering it?
No, okay, real talk. This is what I talked to my therapist, Julie, about. I kind of do regret getting married in the fact of this. Stop.
Be careful what you're going to say.
I am careful. I sometimes I do because I feel like I don't know what it is mentally in my head right now. The Joe that my wife Lindsay met 6 years ago and fell in love with and started dating me, I feel like I've drifted away from that, and I've got my own issues, personal things that affect me and make me just a sad or depressed person, and I feel like I'm not the guy, the Joe that my wife's married to as of today is not the same Joe that she started dating 6 years ago, and I feel bad for her that I'm not meeting... You know, I'm not holding up my end of the bargain of what I told her I would be as a man, as a husband.
Do you think that
I provide for her and take care of her, like that part I feel good, but the rest I feel like I come short on personally. That's how I feel.
Do you think that you got married thinking that all those issues would be solved by the love that you would get by getting married, and then when it didn't, you were surprised?
No, not necessarily. I am surprised how hard marriage is. I mean, my parents were never even, like, really together, but I am surprised, Alex. But I don't, like, there's no real Joe and Lindsay, oh, God, if we were married. There's no real Joe and Lindsay problems in the marriage. It's more my problems that affect things, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Do we have time for any more, or do we have to wrap this up? Because we're getting tweets coming in, so.
I don't mind doing, why don't we just, what do you got? Go ahead.
All right, Joy wants to know, how did we both get this job? I feel like it's not an awesome job, and I just want to know how you guys both came about this.
Well, why don't you tell us, Alex?
Well, somebody found Joe, held him at gunpoint.
They accidentally shot me.
No, we got put together. Randomly, Joe's working in Evansville. I was working on a morning show in Louisville, Kentucky. And they had an opening here. And they asked us, you know, would you guys be interested in co-hosting a morning show together? We had never met or anything.
No, and didn't even know who you were.
We got thrown together and had to build a brand new morning show from scratch. And that's kind of how it happened. We were put together by the company. We didn't know each other otherwise.
Liv the Web Girl, we got a question in here. What's the most alcohol you've consumed in one day?
Oh, man. Probably like 2.5 Four Locos.
Wow. I would be on the floor.
I don't know if that's true. That's a guesstimation. And it was from like 11 a.m. until like 2 a.m.
I thought you would say a higher number. I'm kind of disappointed in you. I like this. Would you want to bring this back again?
Sure, Free for All Fridays.
Yeah, I just, and it's not about you. I don't want Isabel asking a 2-part hour question about me either.
Okay, so if you want us to keep doing Free for All Fridays, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know if you like this.
What did you break when you borrowed it? Or maybe somebody borrowed it from you and they broke it. This story is just heartbreaking to me. I'm like, no. A guy wrecked a $150,000 Maserati that he borrowed from his buddy.
Oh, gosh, that hurts me.
Here's the thing, too. You can't lie about this one. The accident was caught on a highway security camera, and the video shows the sports car skidding out of control across the road right into the empty highway. He was going 111 miles per hour and crashed, thankfully, into a safety barrier on the other side of the road. I mean, he could have killed himself, hit somebody else. Luckily, the driver and the two passengers weren't seriously injured in the accident. Here's the bad part, though, Alex. The driver likely lost a friend in the process because the insurance company has said, we are not going to cover this.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You got full coverage. Okay, let's just make it an average person thing. Let's say you got a $15,000, $25,000, $30,000 car, not $150,000. Liv the Web Girl borrows my car. They catch her doing donuts and stuff, which sounds like your typical weekend. I'm going to be pissed if they're like, yeah, Joe, your car is no longer covered. Sorry about that.
Dude, I would hope that if they can afford a $150,000 car, then they can afford this, you know, replacement. But that blows.
317-239-1009. What did you break? Maybe you let a friend borrow it and they broke it. We're just trying to find out because this guy got his $150,000 Maserati totaled. Now, if you're the guy that had his car busted, are you expecting your friend to pay you back the money for that?
Oh, I'm sure
it's not covered.
It's your fault. You let him drive it.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, what do you think?
There's no way that person can pay back $150,000. And if they can, they're just like a bunch of billionaires chilling out, then yeah, I mean, can pay me back. I don't care if I let him drive it or not.
That's the one upside. I assume people like to, you know, fake it till they make it. But I assume if you have a $150,000 vehicle, something that high end, that you could probably afford another one. Like, but if my car happened like that, I'm like, I can't afford another car.
Wow.
I'm going to be taking like Uber or Lyft everywhere. I'm going to be riding the bus. Now, when you were kids, I feel like this is most likely happened. Did you break anything of a friend's? Like, did you ever borrow something?
I mean, I'm sure I did, but I can't remember anything because it's probably so common. But I do remember one specific time a couple years ago on Halloween, my friend was drunk calling this boy off my phone because her phone was dead.
Okay.
And she freaking dropped my iPhone and completely shattered it.
So did she have to pay for it? Like, did her
parents? No, she didn't pay for it. Well, definitely not her parents. She was like 22 at the time, but her parents didn't pay for it. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know how that happened. Like, I think you did it. And I was like, I know I definitely did not do that. You were just talking on the phone. And then we just never talked about it again.
Weirdly, my story also has to do with Halloween time.
Okay.
When I was in middle school, I had a sleepover at a girlfriend's house. And, we had the idea to set up like a haunted house in her basement, like to scare each other.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Okay. Did you divide it up into two then? Or just like, how'd you set it up?
Well, we were just like putting up scary Halloween decorations
okay.
to hide and like scare each other and all that kind of stuff. Well, I had the idea there was like a kitchen in the basement. And I had the idea of putting this like, I don't know what it was, like an aluminum skeleton head, like a zombie head from a display or something like that in the microwave and turning it on. Because I thought if it's spinning around in the
It'll
microwave with the light in there, that it will look scary, like a real creepy face.
Woo.
And so, of course, it caught on fire, and the entire microwave catches on fire. It starts burning down her downstairs kitchen.
What?
Yeah. And so, like, just like the cabinets and everything before, we threw a bunch of water on it, and I'm like, I mean, I am shaking. I'm so scared to go upstairs and tell this girl's mother what I just did.
I would be, too. Like, did they have to call the fire department?
Well, her mom was livid, got all these girls. I mean, there was, like, 11 of us. There was a lot of girls.
Uh-huh.
Into a little group, and she starts screaming at us and says, who did this? I'm going to call the police if no one confesses. And I was like, I'm going to jail.
Wait, how old were you?
I was, or not 11. I was a little, I was probably 13. I was in middle school.
Okay, so you were a little pyro. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't realize that something like aluminum like that would catch on fire in the microwave. That was my bad. But she ended up getting it out of me, so she didn't end up calling the police. But I was so mortified, and I've never lived it down.
Erica on the north side, what happened? What did you borrow or let somebody borrow?
One of my friends borrowed my car. I just put rims on it, and she was driving back from Lafayette and hit a pothole and busted two of my rims.
Dang!
So when I went back to go and order the rims, they said, oh, well, we sell them in a set of four, not in a set of two or one. So I had to go back and buy four more of them and made her pay for the two that she busted.
Oh, good.
And I had to pay for two of them.
Good.
She really wasn't mad about it. She goes, Erica, I busted it. It was my fault. I wasn't paying attention to the road. I'll pay for it. I was glad that I had a friend like that, because if it was probably somebody else, I'd be like, yeah, no, Erica, we're not paying for this. No, it's too much money.
Yeah, that's a good friend. She's a good friend. Keep her around.
How much do rims cost? Because I always wanted to put them on my old Saturn Ion, but I didn't.
The ones that I got cost me $3,000.
$3,000?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Those were like spinning rims or something.
They were the ones that were dipped with a different kind of color. They were two different colors of them, so they were dipped differently.
Oh, I can
so
do that for you.
More.
I got a paintbrush. What do you want? I'll do it for $500. Hey, Erica, thank you so much. Yes. What are you rolling on? Are we got 20s, 22s?
Right now, I'm actually, my car's in the shop, but it's on 20s right now. I'm rolling around in my mom's Volvo right now.
Okay. Fodo Volvo. Thank you so much, Erica. By the way, back in the day, I'll admit this, I had my little purple Plymouth Breeze. I had those hubcaps that had spinners. One of them actually fell off and spun down the road without the spinning right there. But I was the coolest guy.
Oh, my. Yeah, for sure the coolest guy.
Hey there, hater. All right, Maroon 5 going to be in concert at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on the September 20th. We also want to qualify you right now for a chance to go backstage and meet the band. Let's see who we got on the phone this morning. We have got Winston in Carmel. Hey, Winston, are you going to the game tonight, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you totally should.
Winston, with your name, I feel like you should own 18 red robes and have a pipe.
Yeah, I agree. I need a cigar.
I'd be impressed if you did. All right, the game we're playing today, and everybody else hang on in case Winston doesn't get this, it's called 5 Seconds of Maroon 5. Ah. I'm going to play you a clip, just 5 seconds worth of the Maroon 5 song. You have to tell me the title, the actual title of the song. It's got to be dead on. Oh. It can't be like, oh, I think it's that one. No, what is it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no, this is not going to be good.
Try your best, Winston.
Here we go. You got to get 2 out of 3 right to do it. Here is your first one.
Feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so.
Oh, no, I do not know.
Dude, I don't know this one either.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I know the song, but I can't think of the title.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Next song here. You got to get this one right to stay alive. Otherwise, I got to go to somebody else, Winston and Carmel. Here you go.
We're shaking you home. I'm loving you so.
Take you home? I have no idea.
I'm sorry, Winston. Ah. Make sure now that you didn't win those tickets, you go support Carmel tonight. Because
oh, Winston.
Wah, wah. Let's go to Ashley this morning in Plainfield. You're on the Joe and Alex show. How are you?
So excited.
All right. Do you know any Maroon 5 songs? Because it'll probably help you here.
Adam Levine is my boyfriend. He just doesn't know it yet.
Okay, good.
That sounds like a yes. All right. Listen to this 5 seconds of a Maroon 5 song and then tell us the title.
That's been last night on the last flight to you.
What's that song called?
Oh, my God. I know this.
We play it like once an hour.
3, 2.
The Women.
One. All right. Next song. You did not get that one in time. Let's see if you can get the next two right so you can win, okay?
Okay.
Here's your next song.
Control you. Look into my eyes and I own you.
There we go. All right.
One on the board.
No pressure, but if you get this right, you win those Maroon 5 tickets and you're qualified to go and meet the band before the show. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. I think so.
Ashley in Plainfield, we really want you to win these. Here's your song. You get 5 seconds of it.
Trying to go home, all of my chain I spent on you.
I know this song.
Play it again, Joe.
I can't play it again.
Well,
I've only done it one time for everybody.
Like phone call, telephone.
Three,
oh my God, I can see the video.
2.
She's so close.
1. Oh. Ashley, I need the name of that Maroon 5 song.
Oh, Joe, she's so close. Just play it. Just play it again.
I can't, because then what about the person before? I cheated them.
Okay, it is phone call, hold. No,
3.
It is
2. 1.
No,
Ashley! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, she was so close.
I know. Mark and Lawrence, do you understand how this game works? I play 5 seconds.
Ready. Oh, my God. I can't wait to do this.
Okay. Here we go. Here's your song.
Feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so.
What Maroon 5 song is that, Mark?
Is that What Lovers Do?
That is not what lovers do. You got to get these next two right to win. Listen to this 5 seconds of a Maroon 5 song.
We're shaking you home. I'm loving you so.
What song is that?
That's Payphone.
Oh, that's wrong. Wow. How is this so bad?
This song is on every hour on this radio station.
I will say I would have gotten every single one of these wrong.
Really?
I don't know the title of any of these songs. I know these songs.
Yeah.
I know zero of these titles.
Carrie and Greenwood, how are you doing with these songs? Do you know any of them?
I've known
several of them, not all of them.
Okay. Well, let's see. Do you know this song right here? You got 5 seconds of it. I spent last night on the last flight to you. What song is that called?
That's one I don't know.
No, this is the one that's on.
They play it every hour.
This is the easiest one out of all
of
them.
Yeah, this is definitely the easiest one.
Okay, I'm going to give you... Now you got to get the next two right. Good luck.
I'm trying to go home.
Yes, you didn't even let me play it all. You said payphone, and that is right. Now listen, this is your chance right now to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here is the 5 seconds of this Maroon 5 song.
Feels like I don't know you anymore.
I believe that's cold.
I believe you are on fire because you just won!
Yeah.
Yes, that's Maroon 5 Cold. Congratulations, Carrie.
I'm so excited. Thank
You're welcome. You. All right.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Eminem has finally responded to the Machine Gun Kelly song, Rap Devil.
I'm a rap devil!
Have you listened to it? I listened to it for the first time this morning.
I'm a huge Eminem fan, but I thought Machine Gun Kelly came out swinging. I think it's pretty good.
Well, he isn't really even sure how to fully respond to him. He says he did say that he needs to shut the blank up. In an interview with Sway, Eminem says he wants to destroy MGK, but he doesn't want to make MGK bigger by giving him attention or extra publicity. He says it all started 6 years ago when MGK sent a tweet saying his daughter Haley, who was 16 at the time, was hot as blank. Eminem feels like he's being forced to respond to MGK's diss track, Rap Devil, and says the entire situation is blanking weird. Can I just say, that is such a disappointing response. Like, to me, he just seems like a huge coward.
Hold on. Here's my thing, though. You're leaving it out. Maybe not on purpose. I saw the interview that this all came from. He brings up a point, though. You can say Eminem, and I'm not saying you are, Alex. You can say Eminem's old, he's washed up, whatever. But if he doesn't respond, he's a coward, as some people might say, or, oh, he can't handle it. He got, you know, bodied by Machine Gun Kelly. But then if he does, Eminem's so irrelevant, he's not in it anymore. But he's then giving this person credit and helping them. So he's kind of danged if he does and danged if he doesn't.
I would like to see a response track because Rap Devil, I don't love the beat, but the song, the lyrics, he did body Eminem. I mean, my mouth was hanging open listening to that. Lil Wayne, speaking of rap, weighed in on the Nicki versus Cardi B drama and revealed who he thinks is the true queen of hip-hop.
But I think Nicki is still the queen of hip-hop simply because who she is, and you have to know her like I know her, and to know everything she's done and what she does to be who she is and how she is and what she's become. Call it bias or whatever, but to me, she's the queen, and she'll forever be the queen just because of how hard she worked and where she came from.
Quick, everybody do your best Lil Wayne voice impression.
I've been sipping on the syrup. Sorry, that's a southern Lil Wayne. Yeah, man.
No, it's like,
I don't know. I'm Lil Wayne. I'm a rapper.
Lil Weezy.
I've got emphysema really bad. And
No, it's like, oh, I'm Lil Wayne. This is how I talk, Lil like a robot.
what is that? Big moolah, baby.
Try it. See, let me see. Okay.
I really think Nicki is the real queen of hip-hop.
Compare me.
But I think Nicki is still the queen of hip-hop simply because
I don't know.
No. Oh, I wasn't close?
No.
All right, Chrissy Teigen ate her placenta.
Mm. Oh my God, sorry.
Yummy.
I thought you said something else. I was like, Alex!
She ate it after having her second baby. She claims that's why she felt happier this time around. The model welcomed her first child with John Legend in April 2016 and struggled with postpartum depression for months after. But for her second child, after she chowed down...
Stop it. I'm about to eat breakfast.
On her yumminess... believes that that's why she didn't suffer from the depression afterwards. By the way, NBC announced that John Legend, Chrissy's husband, will be a coach on season 16 of The Voice. Legend will take a seat next to Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and Kelly Clarkson in the spring. The upcoming season has Levine, Shelton, Clarkson, and Jennifer Hudson. Season 15 of The Voice kicks off on Monday, September 24th at 8 on NBC. And lastly, a 19-year-old sophomore at Utah Valley University loves One Direction so much. She spoke about them in her speech and shared it on Twitter. In the speech, she says that One Direction is more than a band. They've shaped her life. She talks about how going to concerts and following them motivated her and changed her life. And since she posted the speech, it's been viewed over 800,000 times.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. So I was asked, hey, would you like to be
part of this, and I don't know what to do. I'd like your advice as you hear this or suggestions. 317-239-1009. I've been invited to be part of something called 100 Men Who Cook.
Oh, no.
I thought you would say that. It is a charity event for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Indiana. I've been a Big Brother now for about a year and a half. And listen, I got no clue what to make because they want me to make food. Here, let me read the email. Here's what I got. Joe, as one of our 100 exclusive chefs, your responsibility will be to prepare your best dish and share it with 500 guests.
How are you supposed to make that much?
500 guests, Alex, that are purchasing tickets. Here, I'll explain. We will only be sharing a sample of your dish. Each chef is required to prepare 40 regular servings. So I got to make 40
Whoa,
of these.
Oh, I could never do this.
That will be cut down to sample-sized portions. I can't either.
I literally can't even make toast without burning it.
Yeah, could you make 40 servings of toast?
I probably couldn't.
It says you will have the opportunity to serve from a station, which will be stocked to meet your service needs. So, you know me, I'm cheap. At least they're covering the cost.
Whoa.
You'll have everything necessary to serve your dish. Now, here's where I need advice, because maybe there's something simple I can do if I accept this. There's food categories. The categories that I can make a meal for the 500 people.
Poison.
No, I don't want to get anybody food poisoning. That's my fear. I should just make salad or something. Appetizer is a category. Soup. Salad. Side dish, main dish, and dessert.
I wonder if soup would be the easiest.
I thought about chili, but then I think I'm going to make everybody mad because this Indiana branded chili with noodles in it, I refuse to ruin chili by putting noodles into it.
But what do you win if you win?
You don't do anything. It's all just to raise funds for Big Brothers, Big Sisters,
so people
Central
just get to
Indiana.
Eat. They get to eat.
Yeah, but Alex, they're buying tickets for this event. It's not free to show up. People are supporting Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Central Indiana by buying this, and there's going to be 500 people there.
Dude, I don't know what you can make. What are your dishes besides chili that you know how to make that you make at home for you and Lindsay?
I make those tacos with the cheese shell.
Okay, no. It's got to be something that's homemade, like from scratch.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. 317-239-1009. If you got any suggestions, maybe you're a chef that listens to the show. I wonder if I can bring like another chef with me.
What
like
about no-bake cookies?
Okay, now how do those work again?
You don't bake them.
What do you do?
You just like stir up the chocolate and the peanut butter and stuff on the stove on the pot, and then you just sit them on wax paper in the fridge for a couple minutes, and then you eat them.
Yeah, you put the oats in all of the melted chocolate and peanut butter. And then you just put them up in balls, and they're all like liquidy with melty chocolate. And then you put them on wax paper and put them in the fridge.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear my dilemma that's going on now?
I did. I have a recipe that I think is perfect.
Oh, gosh. Yes, please help me out here. That'd be great. What do you got?
Yeah, she makes this recipe where it's like these bacon-wrapped green beans.
Ooh.
And there's this sauce. It's just kind of wrapped together in little bundles stuck with a toothpick, and there's this sauce that goes with it that's like brown sugar and soy sauce, and it's so good.
I'm interested. Now, are these the green beans that are like the long, fancy kind, or are these like the kind in the can?
The kind in the can.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm interested in that. Do you have a picture of what it looks like?
Or can you like message me and can I steal your mom's recipe?
Yeah, I do. I can send it to you.
Okay, oh my gosh.
That sounds good. I kind of want, I'm not going to make anything, but I'll give it to my mom and see if she'll make it for me.
I don't even like green beans, but I love these.
I'm interested in that. A lot of people on Twitter, Joe, are saying that you need to do crock pot stuff, crock pot mac and cheese or something.
Okay, now real quick, we have you on the phone. I'm being serious. This is going to be for 500 people. Would you trust eating something from me?
No. I can't believe they asked you to come. Now nobody's going to go because I would be scared to eat something from you.
I'm just worried, like, what if I mess up and somebody gets food poisoning or something? Kevin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show on the South Side. Do you have any suggestions?
I do. My wife makes these pizza sliders a lot for this group that we have. 200 kids, she feeds them all with just little pizza sliders.
Oh.
She gets like those, you know, those Hawaiian rolls that come in like a 12-pack or
yes.
all kind of made together?
Mm-hmm.
She takes a bunch of those. Puts them into like a deep well cookie sheet.
Yeah.
And puts them all together, puts down like the pepperoni and the cheese and everything, and then she'll put the top layer of the Hawaiian rolls on, spread a little butter on top so it doesn't burn in the oven. And then when you
pull it out, you know, you have those 12 or 24 or however you make.
Or you pull them
but
apart.
You can cut those in half, and you can cut them into thirds, or you can cut them into fourths.
Yeah.
Very easy, very simple. You can't mess up pizza sliders.
That's a good idea. I like that one.
Kevin, you say it, but what if I'm the one guy that messes it up?
You know, okay. You know what you should do, Joe, is you should go on Facebook and look up those little videos, you know?
Yeah, yeah, the like recipe makers?
Yeah, they're like those tiny little short recipe videos, and they're always great food, but it's like always easy to make.
That's what I need. I need Joe-proof meal plans here. Matt, on the south side, you're recommending what?
Beef stroganoff, Joe. It's pretty easy to make. Just boil noodles, ground beef, a little sour cream, and some garlic.
You mean buy a box of Hamburger Helper?
No. You can cook enough ground beef to do 40 servings pretty easily.
Ooh.
After the ground beef's fully cooked, you put in a little bit of garlic, and you put in sour cream. You mix that up, and that's beef stroganoff.
You know,
I tend to have it, you know, once in a while because it's kind of a high-carb item, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
What is your name?
Matt.
Matt, you have the perfect voice to do a cooking show on Food Network.
my mother had me cooking. My mom and dad, we weren't very, you know, well off when I was young, so I did a lot of cooking for my parents.
Yeah.
Before they got home, and my little brother.
Good for you.
So
that
cooking's
you know,
not real hard to do. You don't have to make real complicated.
Matt,
things.
I might have to solicit for you later to help me out when it comes to cooking here, because even if you guys are giving me these great recipes, I got to learn how to cook, Alex.
But seriously, doesn't Matt sound like he would be on Food Network? And now
next.
We're going to whisk the eggs.
That's it. Beat them up like you want to beat everybody with your aggression. Veronica, you're in Claremont. What do you have a suggestion for? I've got 500 people. If I accept this Big Brothers Big Sisters event, 100 men that cook, if I go to it, I got to feed them.
So this is perfect. It's only three ingredients. You can't mess it up. It's crock pot. It's meatballs, grape jelly, and chili sauce, Heinz chili sauce. And you put it in, let it cook on the crock pot. It can definitely feed 500 people, and it's delicious.
That actually sounds good. Now, Alex, does that sound good to you or gross?
Well, the ingredients are gross, but I have had those at parties before, and they're good. She's
okay.
Right. But what I'm thinking is, are they going to feel like Joe just kind of cheated?
In?
Yeah, cheated the competition or whatever.
That's true. Yeah, maybe you should spice it up. But I have a problem with Joe. So this is the girl from the barbershop. You never came and got your back shaved.
Joe, you should go get your back shaved.
Do you remember that?
Take the shavings to a competition. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you think I should sprinkle the shavings into the little meatballs?
Kidding.
All right. Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm so bad at following up. Reach out to me on
okay.
That or Twitter.
I'm just messing with you.
No, seriously.
Good luck, Joe.
My back's out of control right now.
No, now she's mad. She's taken back her offer.
Yeah, no, she will no longer do that. Let's do one more. These are all great suggestions. If you can, too, take it to our social media and let us know. Taylor in Mooresville, what should I do for this 100 Men That Cook competition? It's next spring. And by the way, I'm going to need everybody listening right now. I'm going to need your support because we're trying to raise money. But if I do this, what can I make?
What about hot dogs on the grill?
No to hot dogs. No.
That does sound kind of hungry and good.
Buffalo
what do you think?
Chicken dip, guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure somebody else will make
or
that, though.
Or just a taco dip. That's really easy. I know if it's you're the first one to sign up to do it, and why not?
I'm honestly thinking about easiness, and I think those meatballs would be so easy.
Someone on Twitter says, Joe, to make dirt pudding. It's very simple. Find the recipe online. It's you can do a variety like French vanilla chocolate. I agree. Dirt pudding is my jam.
Wait a minute. What about puppy chow? Do you guys like puppy chow?
I love puppy chow.
Okay. I got to live the web grill acknowledgement, which is hard when it comes to food suggestions, so I'm going to take that as a win. Thank you all for your suggestions. I feel like I'll do it. The event's going on Saturday, March 2nd of 2019, so I got some time to go here. Alex, will you and Liv support me and buy a ticket?
Sure. Absolutely.
I feel like that's a lie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, this is not how you handle anxiety. Cops in Clearwater, Florida, got a call around 2:30 a.m. about a guy named Carlos who was inside one of those 24-hour laundromats. You know, you can go there and do your laundry anytime you need to. That sucks. I've been there before. When a washer or dryer died, just got to sit and wait. Well, he was doing that, and he was watching porn on his phone and giving himself the devil's handshake.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, when asked why he was doing it, Carlos told the cops, you know, it helps with my anxiety.
Okay, do it at home.
He was arrested for exposure of sexual organs. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A dude named Seth in Florida got pulled over earlier this month as he was driving up and down a boulevard. He just kept going back and forth, back and forth. Must have been lost or something. The cops, they did a breathalyzer, and he was 3 times over the legal limit. So he was arrested immediately for drunk driving. On the way to the jail, he said, "Hey, man, could you guys put on some tunes, maybe some music for me?"
What does he want to listen to when he goes to jail?
Well, maybe this is what it was, because they said, "No, we're not going to do that. Sit back, shut up, and be quiet." So Seth decided to provide the music himself. He started belting out Journey's "Don't Stop Believing."
Yeah! Seth is the man.
Believe it! You're not going to arrest me!
Hold on to the feelings! That's great. Seth is the real MVP.
Would you say Seth is arresting goals?
Yeah,
arrested
he is.
Goals? Those are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check them out, RadioNowIndy.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Thank you so much for listening to us. Make sure you connect on social media, because the show really never ends on there. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can follow me, Joe Pesh Radio, and Alex is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. A couple of things this morning about Hurricane Florence. Obviously, it has finally made landfall, and our thoughts are with everybody in North Carolina and South Carolina, that whole area right there. A lot of the flooding and storm surge is going to be a problem, and there's a lot of hoaxes going out there. I think a hoax is funny if it's not hurting anybody. Like, some of these aren't going to hurt anybody.
What are hoaxes about a hurricane?
Well, look, good question, Alex. How about this? Here's one of them. They're saying, hey, put your valuables in your dishwasher. Like, that'll protect them?
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
If your house is flooded, your house is flooded. It doesn't matter where your valuables are.
But sadly, some people believe this, like, oh, okay, I'll do that. Yeah, they're not waterproof. Like, they're not going to seal it so water can't get in your dishwasher.
I don't know. I feel like that would actually work.
Yeah, Liv would try it.
All right, Liv, I'll send you the link for that one then right there. The viral post says that anything you want to try and preserve but can't take with you, put it in a plastic bin, put it in your dishwasher, and lock the door. This should make it watertight in case of any water intrusion into your place. Well, that's not true. Not true at all. Do you remember this one? I think it was in Florida, and I don't remember the actual hurricane name, but they also say a hurricane hoax.
Irma?
Maybe. Don't shoot at the hurricane with your guns.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hurricanes are not scared of guns. You also can't point fans at them. More than 30,000 people have joined a Facebook event organized an event going on to fire guns at Florence to scare the storm away from Richmond.
Oh, my gosh.
The event is clearly not serious, though, and they're just saying, hey, don't do it. Firearms from the air could kill someone. You could frighten a hurricane in another way, but not that. So, and this is kind of sweet here, making a, you know, lemonade out of lemons. A hurricane has forced right here, Hurricane Florence, a couple to move their wedding away, because they were supposed to get married tomorrow in North Carolina, but that ain't happening. They're actually going to get married on the beach. Here's what they're doing. A North Carolina couple who fled Hurricane Florence are now getting married in Hurricane West Virginia.
That is crazy ironic. That's a real place.
Yeah, I think they're doing it as a joke now to go there. It's a real place, Hurricane West Virginia. So that's where they're going. The couple, they're going to get married on the coast. That's their plan, but the hurricane obviously ruined months and months of wedding planning. Last week, they contacted Hurricane's mayor to see, can you help us out here? Is there a location? The mayor told them the only venue for them to get married is City Hall, which usually doesn't host the weddings. You just do the actual paperwork there.
Yeah.
But they said, yeah, we'll make an exception. So here they are kind of talking about that.
Bummed. I'm devastated. I feel like I lost everything.
I was more than willing to say I do in the hurricane. I was going to stand out here and say I do. Let's meet our vows. If I get blown away, at least I tried.
I mean, weather people do it. Why can't they?
That's right.
Hurricane West Virginia has a population of 6,600. So this is like a small, small town.
Yeah, they're just doing it for the name. There's like not a real venue.
This is the biggest thing ever.
We wanted everyone to be safe, and it was, we'll have a better wedding on another date.
And here's the actual, some of the vows they did when they got married in Hurricane West Virginia.
With this ring.
With this ring.
I V wed. Eventually.
Eventually.
Whenever we reschedule this thing.
Whenever we reschedule this thing.
So, oh, no, see, that was a missed opportunity. I thought that the guy was going to say, I will stay with you, you know, through any storm. I thought they were going to say that.
Through storm surge, high winds,
well, yeah,
flooding.
But, like, you know, when you say you go through a rough time, you're going through a storm. That's what I thought they were going to say.
Well, good thing about Alex's vows, I know they're going to be amazing. This couple, well, I guess they're making the best of what they got. You can check this out at RadioNowIndy.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. On Radio Now 100.9. You got yourself together? Can you be professional? Can you be a broadcaster for just a few more minutes, please?
Oh, shut up.
You shut up. Alex is looking already towards Murder Monday. We do it every Monday at 7:30. And she found somebody, which I don't think is a murderer, first of all.
They are. I haven't gotten to the murder part. I'm not trying to tell you the whole story because I want to keep some of it a surprise.
Well, you've been talking about the same awkward part for like 10 minutes.
Because it's funny.
Also, she knows that I hate murders and that they scare me. And she has been telling me every detail about this guy. And I'm like, shut up. I'm trying to work. I don't want to hear about it. And she's like, look at their picture. And I'm like, because this is scary.
Because it's not scary. For the first time out of any of the murders that I've researched, this one to me is funny. The circumstances around it are funny. So I think, found our murder for Murder Monday. Don't you guys agree? Because this is just unreal.
If that's all you talk about, that is not that. I don't think that's it.
It's disturbing. This is a very disturbing Murder Monday.
That's the point. They're all disturbing. They're the murders. You guys, this is so amazing. And what's even better is that I just realized that one of the characters in one of the seasons of American Horror Story is based off of this guy. And now I am like obsessed with it.
Oh my gosh, wait, I know who you're talking about.
It's so freaking good. I thought you wouldn't watch American Horror Story.
I know, but the girls in my sorority did when I lived in the sorority house. So sometimes I would see some clips and I literally would be so angry. I would watch 5 minutes, then I was done.
At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, if you have a thing you'd like us to do for Murder Monday, we'll see what you pull out of your booty with this one. What do you got going on this weekend? I know, Alex, you're going to be out tonight doing some Friday Night Blitz.
That's right. I'm going to be at Lawrence North for the Carmel Lawrence North game. The Egyptian is coming with me because that is where he went to high school, at Lawrence North. So he's going, and we want to meet you, and we also want to take all of your books. So
give me
if
your
you've
books.
Got. Give me your books. Show me your books.
Please don't say that to our listeners. Yeah.
So if you bring those to me, then we can help fill up all the little free libraries all around Indianapolis. And that can be any book of any kind that is gently used or new if you really want to, but you don't have to. And as long as it's not like a school textbook, you can bring it. It can be for adults or whatever. Because little free libraries, everyone uses those to read, adults and children. So it could be any type of book. And we are taking those from you. If you can't come to the game tonight, but you have books for us, you can drop those off, though, all around the city at different Wild Eggs and a few other places. Go to RadioNowIndy.com, click on our book drive, because any books that we have extra after we filled up all the little free libraries are going to IPS.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What are your plans this weekend? What do you got going?
Me and Joel Daddy are actually going to Cincinnati to hang out with my family.
You mean Cincinnati?
Cincinnati! Bow, bow, bow. Oh, you want a hype horn? I can give you a hype horn.
Oh my gosh.
Hate to bring up a sore subject, but what about a car?
Oh shoot.
How are you getting there?
No, I think today after the show, I'm going to go and officially get my brand new, it's not brand new, it's brand new to me, car.
Woo-hoo!
And I'm going to drive it down to Cincinnati. Once I get it, I will post a picture up of it on my Instagram at LivCaris, and also you'll see me saying goodbye to my beloved van.
What people don't realize is that Liv's new car actually only has one wheel. It's a unicycle.
It is a unicycle, but still, look at the picture at LivCaris. I'll show you my unicycle.
On your Instagram story?
Yes.
Cool.
All right, for myself, Joe.
You're kidnapping a baby lion from the Indianapolis Zoo?
No, I'm gonna go see the Lion King tonight.
What? Where?
That's exciting.
I don't know. Let me check my calendar. My wife programs everything
here
for
me. Here in Indy?
Yes.
Ooh, I've always wanted to go. Like the musical?
Yes, it's gonna be at the Old National Center at 8 o'clock.
Ooh, paint There's yourself multiple. With war paint and wear like a little hula skirt.
I am. I'm gonna pick my wife up and like
and lift her up. Oh, you gotta do. You know what you should do is pick up Benny and or Paddington, your dogs, and do that with them.
I wonder if they allow pets because we're about to find
out
tonight.
Well, they don't let pets with rabies in there. I know that.
Uh oh. Sore subject.
Okay.
All right. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Have yourself a fun and safe weekend. Everything is at RadioNowIndy.com. Everybody say. No, I'm kidding. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.